evening, everyone. I'll call this hearing to order. It's scheduled for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021 at 6 p.m. or a little bit after, at 6.05 p.m. Before we get it down any further, I just ask that Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct a roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zaluda?
Here.
Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Suppose the normal course of order is that we should stand for the Pledge of Allegiance before the hearing, so would everyone please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, and although it's supposed to be in the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take over all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So the purpose of today's hearing is to discuss a conditional use application, specifically for number 2021-03, a short-term rental use on property located at 1533 East Chocolate Avenue, as filed by Kenny and N Properties, LLC. So that being the item on our agenda, I'll turn it over to Mr. Emmerich if you would like to sort of provide an introduction.
Sure. Happy to do so. As you said, this application is from K&N Properties, LLC. The property is located in the Palmdale Mixed Use Zoning District in the East Chocolate Avenue overlay. The conditional use application is filed under Section 225.501.2 of the zoning ordinance. The requirements of the section are noted in my comments. Dairy Township Planning Commission at their meeting on August 3rd, 2021 recommended that conditional use application number 2021-03 be granted with the conditions listed in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. The board's required to render a decision within 45 days after the last hearing on this. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Pat, which I meant to do right from the beginning, but to talk about party status and the like.
Sure, just very briefly, this is a conditional use hearing that's been advertised in accordance with the zoning ordinance as well as the Pennsylvania Municipalities Planning Code. It's an application for a short-term rental at the property indicated previously. What I'm going to ask if the board is going to sit here as an adjudicator, and they're going to hear your presentation. I'm assuming you're the applicants, correct?
Yes.
What I'm going to ask if there's anyone in the audience that would request party status. You're the only ones in the audience right now, but I'm going to do it for purposes of the record. Is there anyone in the audience that would request party status at this time? Seeing none, let the record reflect no one has requested party status. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to admit certain exhibits into the record. All of those you should have already. And this is, as you can see, there's a court stenographer sitting down here. She's taking down everything that we say this evening. It is a public hearing. So I'm going to have them marked just so you're aware. And if you have any questions, please let me know. What we'll mark is T1. It is the applicant's conditional use application. Dated July 6, 2021. What we'll mark as T2 is the proof of publication from the Sun. What we'll mark as T3 is the proof of publication from the Patriot News. And for purposes of clarification, it's my understanding that we use two separate and distinct newspapers because the Sun was on vacation during one of the weeks that we needed to advertise the public hearing. So T3 is the proof of publication from the Patriot News. What we'll mark as T4 is the conditional use application notification that was posted at the property in accordance with the zoning ordinance. What we'll mark as T5 is the notice of hearing mailing list and the notice that was sent out to the abutting property owners of the property that were here for this evening. And what we'll mark as T6 is the August 4th, 2021 correspondence representing the Planning Commission's recommendation on the application. Do you have any questions or comments with respect to those exhibits? Do you have any objections for them being entered into the record? Okay, with that, exhibits T1 through T6 will be admitted into the record. This is a public hearing, and I believe, can you identify yourselves for the record?
I'm Kevin Weist.
Nora Campanella.
And are you representatives of K&L Properties, or K&M?
Yes, K&M Properties. We're the owners.
Okay. Are you both going to be presenting testimony this evening?
Just myself.
Okay, so we'll ask that you get sworn in by the court stenographer.
Can you just spell your last name?
Yes, W-I-E-S-T.
And could you spell your last name?
Campanella, C-A-M-P-A-N-E-L-L-A.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Okay, with this, unless there's any questions or comments from the board of me at this time, I think we can hand it over to the applicant to present their application. Chuck, did you have any follow-up? I'm sorry.
No, I did not. I will at the end.
Do you all have our initial packet that had... Okay. So we are here, you know, requesting for the conditional use. You know, our goal is to provide a home away from home atmosphere, you know, for people coming to the area, so we feel that we can, you know, provide value to the township. So I can, if you like, go through each of the bullet points from the planning meeting. Or I also have the bullet points as we addressed them in the initial packet, whichever you would like. The bullet points in the planning meeting will be more abbreviated as far as, you know, whether they're approved or not applicable. So whatever, you know, whatever works for.
It's ultimately up to you. If you want to take the board through your application, which has been marked as T1, and then after that, if you want to take the board through your bullet points of the August 4th Planning Commission letter dated or marked as T6, it's completely up to you.
So with 225.501, we'll start out with A would be the. Within the HMU zoning district, for us, that part is NA. We're in the Palmdale zoning district, located, address is 1533 East Chocolate Avenue, so that was public B. So we acquired the property last year. It was most recently a single family when we purchased it, and to our knowledge, that's what it has been, far back as we can tell, doing our research. As far as the distances, we do meet the requirements of 25 feet to the east, and then there is a commercial building to the west. So obviously we're not 25 feet away, but that is a commercial building, so we do meet the requirements there as well. E would be the outdoor amenities, decks, things like that, being 25 feet away, and again, that would fall under pretty much the same. To the east, we are 25 feet away from the neighboring property, and then to the west, we have a commercial property. The off-street parking is the one where you'll note in our initial application that we requested an exception there, but working with Mr. Emmerich, we figured out a way around that since parking spots can be stacked. We do have enough footage there if we utilize the garage bay as a fourth, make that available. We do have the footage there to provide three other parking spots on the asphalt without any problems. Approval, we have not painted them yet to delineate the spaces yet, but with approval that would be, you know, obviously our top priority and will be done immediately. So. As far as the appearance, maintaining a residential appearance, I believe I have a before and after shot in your packet, so you can see where we're at now with it, and that's our goal. We want to have that home feel, be a home away from home, and provide that kind of atmosphere, and that's the, you know, the kind of clientele we to the area. And that's our goal, to maintain it as such. We still have a couple things, improvements fence-wise, we'd like to do. There you can see what we've done so far too. And our intent is to maintain it to that standard. As far as noise, the noise and disturbance, again, we're targeting smaller families, mainly coming to the park, to Hershey Park, or you know, coming for the sporting events like the lacrosse tournament and things like that. So we're not looking to solicit concert goers, that type of stuff, we're targeting mainly families, and we feel that, you know, with what we're looking for, we can maintain and keep things to a minimum. And we can monitor it. We talk to the neighbors, to get their input on the area. Special events, we will not use it for a venue or solicit venue for weddings or events, parties, and such. And on the Vrbo platform, which we're going to utilize, we'll have that set in the contract that we will not provide that kind of service. As far as the access for emergency vehicles, we are in good shape there. There's an alley right across the back to the park, to our parking area off street, and then with the front is unobstructed as well, so we don't feel like we have an issue there. K would be the signage, and it says limited to a 1 square foot nameplate. We're not planning on putting any kind of signage other than the house number on it, unless it's required of us. I mean, we like it. We want it to look like a house. That's how we want to keep it. As far as the number of dwellings in the property, we're not planning on booking more than one at a time. It's not a large house, and we want to maintain it to what it's meant for. As far as the owner-operator must pay all state acknowledged lenders, of course, we will pay all taxes and permits, whatever we need to. Registering, pay the fees for the rental inspection, township, we're here, obviously we will do whatever is required of us. O would be provide the 24-hour contact. So we do have a little signage to keep discreetly in the one window, and then with approval we'll notify the proper authorities and give them both our contacts. I would be, there's one or two there, okay. K1, as far as the health and safety, we spent a lot of time and effort, and we really, put a lot of ourselves into bringing it back to a very nice home compared to where it was. So we feel like we've really greatly improved it, and, our intent is to maintain it to that standard. I mean, we want to keep it to where how we would live. As far as two, and with our guest base and the small size, we don't feel that we would burden any of the drainage, sewer, any of that stuff, water. So there you can see what it was midway after we tore out the arborvitaes and stuff that were blocking it. Three would be as far as detrimental use. As referenced in the above sections, we're looking to cater to smaller families, so we don't feel it's going to be a burden to any of the neighborhood. And we do live very close. We're not in this township, but we're in the middle of Paxton. We're 15 minutes away. We're over here quite a bit. So, and we can be here shortly. As far as other requirements that may apply, we acknowledge and understand that. We'll make sure we abide by whatever is required. And going through the notes from the meeting on the 4th, I believe the only thing, it's basically a recap of what I just went over from our application. The parking was the one thing that we needed to come up with a game plan for, which we have addressed. And the other thing was making sure that as far as the special events and stuff, to make sure we had verbiage in there that we're not going to cater parties and things like that.
So with respect to the August 4th plan commission letter, you're in agreement with all of those conditions?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to present?
No, I was good with that. Whatever questions you have of us.
So board members, if you have any questions of the applicant at this time, would you feel great?
Just one of my concerns when we approve short-term rentals is ultimately the number of people sometimes try to squeeze into the short-term rental despite their best efforts. Do you have an idea, or thought through, like how many beds will be in each bedroom?
We have, the master bedroom would have one bed, and then we have another, we have a bunk bed that we can put in the one, and that would be, obviously the bunk would be for a child, and then the other bedroom would just be a full. So we would have just three beds in the entire place.
Yeah, but I think that's helpful, just because I know I have seen other rental properties where there are only three bedrooms, but there's lots of beds in there, and so you wind up, it becomes a very different place than what your intention is. The commercial establishment on one side of your residence, what is that?
Marketing firm, H2H Marketing.
And you would expect, in terms of rental, do you expect this to be week-to-week rentals? Are these going to be weekend rentals?
We would set, currently we were planning on setting a three-night minimum. It would feel like for the target audience or the target clientele, I don't see a ton of people that would come to the area to go, to, you know, schedule a whole week to go to the park. So we're thinking a lot of people come for 3 or 4 days. So that would be what we're looking for. Yeah, we don't have like a nightly. It's definitely, you know, we're not planning on, you know, we're looking at 3 and 4 night minimums.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Just a couple of easy ones as well. You mentioned the neighbors. So have they been notified of your intentions to have this as a short-term rental?
The people aside of us we've talked to, behind us, I mean, we've worked on it for about a year, so we kind of, you know, developed a relationship with them. So
I've seen greatly improved the property, so it looks terrific. And you had mentioned a sign. That was one of my questions, if you were going to be putting Cottage on Chocolate, but you mentioned a sign. Is there even a need for one since the address is already on the house?
No, we're not planning on putting a sign at all, unless we would be required to. We have the house number on. We have a card in the window to put our contact information and stuff, but we're not planning on hanging a sign.
Thank you.
But you have no plans on this. We want the look and feel of the home.
I have one quick question. Are you the sole maintainer of the property, or are you hiring a firm?
No, currently my wife and I are planning on managing.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Is this your first one, or do you have any other Vrbos or Airbnbs in the area?
This is our first short-term rental. We have a couple long-term rentals in the area. So we're not completely inexperienced, but it's our first foray into the short-term.
Good luck.
Thank you.
No other questions?
I want to clarify. So you are going to comply with the parking requirement of the zoning board?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
You provide 4 parking spaces. Mm-hmm. And is it one going to be inside the garage or 2?
It would be just, the garage would be just big enough for 1, and then the other 3 will be stacked. We'll have basically 2 vertical up against the front, and there's enough space for 1 across the back. And it's just a matter of, you know, delineating them with paint.
And you indicated 1 bed in the master, 1 bunk in one of the other rooms, and 1 regular bed in the third.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a deed for the property? Are you able to provide the township a copy of the deed?
Yeah.
If you don't have it tonight, we can accept it after this evening.
Yeah, we don't have it with us.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. So after tonight, you can just submit that to the township, so the township has it for the record. And the only other thing I did miss is there is a letter from DTMA dated July 28th, 2021. We'll mark that as T7. And without an objection, we'll admit that as T7 record.
No objection.
Okay. Chuck, did you have follow-up?
Well, Pat really nailed my one follow-up. As you know, I try and put tentative conditions in the agenda item. They mirror what I put in the Planning Commission item, and Pat's already asked them if they're okay with those conditions. But just as a little bit more follow-up, our ordinance only allows 2 occupants per bedroom in a short-term rental. So that's written in the ordinance, and it's also included as one of the conditions.
Yeah, the reason I ask it is because
I've been there.
It's not just here, it's in most places, right? Despite what the ordinance says or how small a place it is, it is amazing how people want to try to cram a lot of folks in one place. So, but this seems like you're doing, we've taken all the right steps.
Well, and the thought process is we don't want a lot of people in there because we want to maintain it to a high level, and the more people, the more wear and tear, and we want to keep it to a high standard.
I do have one more. The commercial property, is that within 25 feet?
Yes.
But there's no one that resides there, meaning there's no one that occupies that structure overnight, uses it as a residence, correct?
No.
It's strictly a commercial property.
Well, do you have anything? Do you have anything else you want to add for the record?
Just to let you know that we've actually been landlords now for the past 18 years.
Do you want to be sworn in? Do you want to?
Oh,
can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
And if you can just identify yourself before you start.
Norliss Campanella, owner of K&N Properties LLC. And I just wanted to say that we've been landlords now for about 18 years. We do have three other properties in the Rockledge area that we rent out year-round. We have another year-round rental down in Ocean City, Maryland that we've rented out for about 10 years now. So we're not new to the landlord. We run a very tight ship, and this will be no less.
I was just going to thank you. So you may be seated.
Thank you. Thank you for your time here.
Thank you. This time, I know there's no one else in the room, but I still am opening it up for any public comment. If there's anyone in the room that we don't see or outside the hallway, it's time to come forward. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will close the public comment session. And that will be it in terms of action for this evening. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by Mr. Zavuda. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Court. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And just so you're aware, to close the hearing, you'll get it.